Blog Talk Radio.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Stop the countdown now. Got my rockets turned on. We can blast off straight to
TM Hyman Radio Live. I think there was a little dead silence there. Apologize for that. I have a dream today. What is your dream? Happy 50th anniversary to the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King on his I Have a Dream speech. Tonight, we want to know, what is your dream? We're going to share our perspectives, our dreams a little bit, talk about what we have overcome. Has Dr. Martin Luther King's dream manifested? Has it come to pass? I think in some instances, yes. At least his four children are being judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. But how about you? Can you say the same? We're going to talk about it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What up, world? You all are apparently waiting to hear our special guest tonight, Black Angel Down. The lines are lit up. People are already in pocket. Thanks for listening wherever you are in this country. We appreciate the support. Wednesday, August 28th, 2008. Hump Day, we call it. But tonight, our special guest is Black Angel Down. But first, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, they call her Hot Chocolate. What up, Mama? Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Happy Hump Day. Everybody knows what day it is without the camel strolling through the office. But yes, it is Hump Day. It's Wednesday. I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited to talk with Black Angel Down.
Hey, listen, talking about a camel strolling through the office, everyone saw the VMAs the other night. Well, I'm out of Brooklyn.
What?
listen, we
I'm mad that was the segue.
Miley just totally embarrassed Billy Ray and the whole family, right? I mean, Billy Ray was supposed to show up on a show yesterday morning. He didn't even show up on a show. So I'm assuming that he didn't have his words together. He wasn't quite ready. But speaking of a camel, listen, I saw a picture of Miley Cyrus. You know, y'all remember one of them poses she was twerking.
I can't get it out of my head.
Above a picture, somebody did a picture of Miley hunched over, and it said, "Guess what?" And it was a camel behind her. It said, "Chicken butt." Guess what? Chicken butt.
Oh,
and if you
my God.
Saw Miley Cyrus's rear end, we were like, what is that? What is that coming out of this short, Miley? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. That's what it was.
I have seen so many variations of her twerking being memed or photoshopped into different things. I've seen her in comparison to Hank Hill from what was the cartoon? King of the Hill. I've seen her compared to Vera DeMilo from back in the day from In Living Color. I have seen her rear end compared to, yes, chicken butt, like when a fresh whole chicken doesn't have any feathers on it and it's clean and prepared to be cooked. Yeah, I'm having Miley nightmares.
Unbelievable. Let's keep it moving. Guess what? Chicken butt. Hey, all the way live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and good morning. How do you do? How do you do?
Oh, it is all chicken good butt. Up here. All the way live from DMV. Guess what? Chicken butt. Hey, give it up for the
Oh, my God.
Who's yelling that chicken butt stuff? Oh, man. Wow. He did have the saggy booty, though. She had no cheeks, man. She suffered from
yellow.
She suffered from major Nassus Hall.
Oh, my God. That's nasty.
No Nassus Hall. She had no Nassus Hall.
Oh, my God. Miley's twerking back. She ain't twerking butt. She's twerking backbone.
Stay away from 2 Chainz and the crew. Not a good influence at all.
Yeah, she's getting turned out.
Not a good influence.
Yeah.
Let's get our guest in here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an honor for us. Nokia was on last week after having John Bishop on the week before. But tonight we have with us hanging out the one and only Black Angel Down.
And there's several folks that are hanging out. So let's get those lines open and welcome our guest tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us, fellas. Black Angel Down, just introduce yourselves for us. Go for it.
Hey, man, what's up?
Who are you?
I'm Dirty Ralph.
What up, bro?
It's Dirty Ralph.
Dirty.
I play the guitar in the band.
All right.
Are the other guys on with us?
Yeah.
Who's going next?
This is Kevin. I play bass.
Hi, Kevin.
And this is Rod. I play guitar.
Hey.
Hi, Rod.
Where's Dan?
Welcome, guys.
We got Noak with us, too, right?
Yeah, this is Noak.
What's up, Noak?
We're just taking roll right now. Where's Dan?
Hey, I'm right here, man.
There's Dan.
Hey, you guys,
Dan
guess
is president
what?
Accounted for.
Okay.
Chicken
butt.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
look. Now, see, I got some. Hold up. Before we even say anything, I got something to say about Molly Pop. And I posted this on Instagram the other day. I was like, I don't understand why people are tripping about Molly, because it's girls on Instagram every day twerking in their room on their phone with butt shots, and Molly is twerking on TV getting paid with no ass at all.
But those girls didn't start out as Hannah Montana, Nokia. It just breaks our heart to see her go out.
We don't know
like
what they start. But look, hold on. Now, I hear what you say. You say it breaks your heart, right? But we are all human beings who've been here for at least the past 30 years. You saw Madonna do it. You saw Britney Spears do it.
True.
You saw Britney Spears.
Brianna, true.
Yeah,
Brianna also,
Christina Aguilar. I mean, forget the fact of what it looked like. The whole thing is, it comes a point in the lives of artists who start out that young where it's like, I got to be grown up, and nobody is believing that I'm grown up.
Right.
I mean, it happens over and over. She just happened to do it. And then not be something that people wanted to see. Now, if she was stacked and she came out there and was doing all of that or whatever, then, you know, people would still be talking about it, but, you know, then it would have been a whole other thing. So, I mean, you know, it's like, let that go.
Chicken butt. Let's move past chicken butt. This is about Black Angel Down tonight. This is what I want to know before we even go any further. How did you come up with the logo for Black Angel Down? Was that like a democratic vote for the mythological symbol there?
Kevin?
Yeah, man, I just went through some stuff, and I'd run some stuff past Nokia, and we'd go back and forth and kind of brainstorm, and, you know, that was one he really liked, and we thought that the image of kind of a rebirth and new beginnings and you know, fit kind of where we were in music and our lives, and that was what stuck.
I like the concept of a constant recreation of oneself. I thought that was like cool. I was like, I wonder how they came up with it. Do me a favor, because I couldn't pronounce the word. O-U-R-O-B-O-R-O-S. Pronounce that.
I think it's pronounced
Ouroboros.
Snake. I think it's pronounced snake eating its tail, which is kind of cool because it's a snake, and that's rock and roll too.
No doubt.
I'm just kidding.
I'm like, okay.
Because I was gonna say one. Somebody said Ouroboros, and then okay, never mind.
Oh my God, chicken butt, right? Yeah.
Chicken butt. How did you all come together, fellas? Nokia gave us, you know, a little insight last week, but you know, how did Black Angel Down actually connect?
Yeah, Kevin, you tell that story. I like the way you tell it better than
Nokio managed one of my bands. Actually, Dan and I, the drummer, both played in a band called the Mayan Factor, and Nokio really, he kind of connected with it. and we went through all kinds of trials and tribulations with the band and had good music, but just, kind of fizzled out at some point. And I kept in touch with Nokio, and we'd bounce off song ideas and band ideas. And one day I was just on the phone with him, and I was like, you know what? Man, you should sing for a rock and roll band. Why don't we start a rock and roll band? And he was cool about it. I mean, I think in his head he was kind of thinking, like, that's what I've been trying to tell you. But he was like, yeah, man, that's a good idea. He kind of Jedi mind-tricked me into thinking that it was my idea, but it really wasn't. It was his idea all along. And that got the ball rolling, and I threw some ideas at him, and he just grabbed right onto them, and we got a song or two written pretty quick and got in the studio, and stuff started happening.
Then he called Ralph.
Called Ralph, called Rod, got the whole lineup together, and we got an album, and we're doing shows.
Prior to connecting with Nokio, how long had the group been in place?
It's been about 5 years now since, the inception of it all. But, okay. We've known each other now for about 13, 14 years.
Y'all all from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay. Jewel Hill area, I take it.
All around, for real.
All around.
Right, but,
Park Heights in the house, oh my God. Park Heights in the house, oh my God. I know about Jacks popping off, B. I know about that, B. I was out there for that.
Let's let the people know, give them a feel of what we are actually working with tonight. Black Angel Down. Hot Chocolate, what we got teed up?
We're going to knock first into How Deep Your Love.
How Deep Your Love. Yo, I like the rock feel. It's almost like a remix or a remake almost, but I love this rock feel to this Drew Hill original.
Appreciate that, man.
So let's rock it. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
I like me on a loader.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Black Angel Down with How Deep Is Your Love. And it's Hump Day Wednesday, August 28th. It's 9:22 p.m. on the East Coast and 6:22 p.m. on the West Coast. And y'all, in the middle, figure it out. And,
figure it out.
What's up, guys? Yeah, so, like, what made you redo that song in that capacity?
You know, like every rock band, you know, like, does covers, you know, like, whether it's, like, they cover something on their album or they cover, you know, like, they do cover records at shows. And I was like, why not do one of my records? Like, I mean, just to see, you know, I never heard nobody do nothing with it. So, you know, I went to the guys, everybody was cool with it. Got the track done, and like it just turned into, it's like it turned it almost like into a whole like other song. Like, you know, people remix and make songs, and you know, they kind of, you know, stick around where it was originally. And I think that we just kind of like gave a new life to something that was already great.
Yeah.
So you mentioned in I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, dear.
I was just going to say, you mentioned that you all grew up together as far as the band members. Was it just a natural progression for you all to become the rock band Black Angel Down, or did you audition other artists or other musicians?
Well, I mean, you know, we've had, I guess you could say, like, different members, you know, since we started. But, you know, like, initially, you know, the funny thing is, initially it was me and Kevin and another friend of ours that was playing drums. But Ralph was there, like, the first session, like, we ever did in life. And then,
yeah, I was
there.
I was there for the first recording for a minute.
You know, so you know, it like everything kind of like came full circle when you know we like settled in the configuration that we have now. It's like the magic started happening. Like, just, you know, it just took on a whole other life.
What's that one element? What's that one element that makes that magic happen for the team?
Man,
it's the it factor. What's that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess just the fact that like everybody is like coming to win. It's like no matter what show we doing, who it's with or whatever, it's like, man, we are going to destroy the stage and everything else. Like, it's one thing, like, being in a group, you know, it's like you go up there and sing, but, you know, it's like somebody else, you know, is going to sing something or, you know, whatever else. But, like, with a band, it's like everybody is, like, on, and you on 100 the whole time you up there. And it's like, if you see us perform live and, like, you look at everybody on stage, like, it's a show going on, but then it's like a show within each person that's, you know, on stage performing.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
So y'all get, like, mosh pits and stuff going, and, you know, y'all go stage diving, throwing water in the crowd.
No, nobody.
Y'all be wilding out like that on stage?
Look, we too old for that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
Smacking
not
the
yet.
Security man, kicking over
we're
and stuff. Y'all doing none of that?
No, we keep the show to the stage. Now, whatever anybody else want to do out in the crowd, all good. Right.
I might start twerking though. I might start twerking though.
Make sure you got on yellow short pants though, B. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna bring it.
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt.
Throw chicken into the crowd, son.
Word.
Throw chicken in the crowd, son. Heard about that concert out in Austin, Texas this year. I mean, major sold out crowds. Y'all were headliners on that Landshark promotion stage. What was that energy like?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Dan. Dan.
Yeah, that was just
pretty
insane.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
That sounds like there's a backstory to that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like, did I ask the wrong question?
Well, you kind
of
there's
a story for everything. But Austin was just amazing. I mean, you know, first off, South by Southwest is just mind-blowing, the amount of great music and the whole atmosphere, and blocks are closed off, and it's just like a party the whole time. And the headline promotion stage, you know, was just a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Just come down there, the place is packed and sold out, and it was just like as soon as we hit the first note, which was Wind, it was like we all were in the zone and we were all focused. And, you know, it's hard to explain the energy unless you're feeling it at that moment, but it's just like we're all connected. Like, you know what, best example, Voltron. When we were kids, we all watched Voltron, and you watched all those lines, and all those lines were powerful on their own, but when they connected together, they were just this superhero type of deal. That's what it feels like. Was just wild. And then to get mobbed as soon as we finished playing and get mobbed, and even Gary J, who was the owner of Landshark Promotions, came out, made a point to thank each one of us, and, you know, bought us all beers and stuff like that. It was wild. I mean, looking forward to getting back there next year.
How did Chick
had a Chick look out there?
Man, it was just a whole lot of just everything everywhere. Like whatever you was there looking for, it was out there, and it was a whole bunch of it. All of it wasn't right, but it was a whole lot of. I wanted to add something to what Dan said to understand, I guess, the real magnitude for us doing South by Southwest. The guy, Gary J, who owns Landshark Promotion, like, this is a guy who pretty much damn near every rock album that's come out every year since he's been in the business, he's working it. And, you know, like, when he first heard our stuff, this is maybe like a year and a half ago, and he wanted us to come down last year, but we couldn't make it. But, you know, he was like, man, you know, like, I get music all the time from people that I know, and, you know, I just toss it, you know, to the side, or I listen to it and it's whatever. And, you know, he was like, you know, I got y'all stuff, and immediately, like, I was sitting there with my wife, and she just kind of, like, looked at me like, yeah, like, that's it. So, you know, to be recognized, like, it's one thing for us to make the music, but to be recognized by people who are really established and, you know, really like a part of the movement of the genre, like, that's a whole other feeling in itself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's go into a little bit more music, and that question that Save had about what the Chicks was like was a perfect segue into the next song, Black Angel Down, which is Pretty Face. It is 9:31 p.m. here on the East Coast of Itty Bitty Plant City, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. We are rocking tonight on TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
I saw the morning rain.
Hammer Radio Live. I'm your boy, Save James. We here with the crew. We here with Nokio, and we here with his crew, Black Angel Down. It's 9:36 out here in the DMV, 8:36 out in Memphis, Tennessee. We want to know, bruh, I mean, brother, man, you know, bro, him combined, how we follow y'all. You know, what's y'all contact info? Y'all got, you know, Twitters, Facebooks, Instagrams, you know, blood types, fax numbers, you know, how we get out of here. Let us know. Not all at once. Not all at once.
Dan, you seem to be the spokesman for the night.
I'm going to ask you, Dan. You know what I'm saying? How we get at y'all?
My blood type is type O negative.
He's a contributor, y'all. He messes with everybody.
Right, exactly. But you can check us out. We're on Facebook at Black Angel Down 1. We are on Twitter/Black Angel Down. Reverb Nation.com/Black Angel Down 1, and we're on Instagram, Black Angel Down, and then our website is www.blackangeldown.com. You might notice there's kind of a trend right there with all the Black Angel Down stuff.
No doubt.
At least we're clear on the name. You're not Dark Angel Down. You're not Black Hawk Down. You're Black Angel Down, and we got that down pat right now.
Yes, we do.
I don't know what.
Do y'all have any more tour dates coming up?
Yeah, we got a few dates coming up. I'm here tonight, but like I'm texting everybody every day. Like, all right, what's those dates that we got again? Like, what day we got to do this?
Popping off for Labor Day. Y'all doing anything for Labor Day? You know what I'm saying? 3-day weekend. Get something for the people.
We don't have anything this weekend, but we do have something huge going on in Baltimore the following weekend, September 7th. We're playing Ram's Head Live in Baltimore with our really good friend Billy Live. It's his CD release party, and this is going to be a huge show. If it's not sold out already, it's going to be sold out in the next few days. So
What's that venue that you're going to be doing that in BMO?
That is called Ram's Head Live in Baltimore.
Okay. That's near downtown Baltimore, near the harbor or something?
Yeah, right down near the harbor.
Okay. Yep, right in the power. I think it's called Power Plant.
Yeah.
Power Plant. All right, that.
And then what else we got?
We got, then we're down in Dewey Beach, Delaware. They have this huge music conference every year called the Dewey Beach Music Conference, and we are headlining their showcase night, which is Friday, September 20th. At a place called The Bottle and Cork. We will go on around midnight, and we're the headliners. And we're headlining the main stage, actually. Exactly. That's going to be great.
That's for sure. So I got a quick question about that Texas thing, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get out to Texas, man. Like, I hear everything is big in Texas. Is that true? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Roger, answer that one.
You going to come out of the back here today? I mean, are you going to be kicking the weight and picking the ankles, or is it just like, you know,
I have no time. You know, drummers get it popping. You know what I'm saying? Drummers get it popping more than anybody else. There you go. You are so stupid. You know that, right? No. Well, I got a question for those who are actually trying to break into rock. I mean, this is an entertainment platform, but we primarily deal with hip-hop and R&B artists. I do believe we've had a couple of alternative artists on, but I think you're the first rock band.
Yeah.
How difficult is it for aspiring rockers to actually break in? I mean, I think for the most part, I would say that you all are pretty successful. I mean, you're connected to someone who's resourceful. You have shows that you're doing on a consistent basis. But it took you a minute to get to this point, though. I mean, how difficult is it to really kick the door in the rock world?
Man, you just got, I mean, for real, just from what I've seen of it over the past, you know, like I said, 13, 14 years, it's like you gotta just want to play it. Like, one of the biggest things for me in the beginning was like, man, whatever a band has to do to get out there, like, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to just be, like, picking up the phone and, like, calling people, like, hey, listen to this. Like, I'm trying to do something. Like, I want to do what it is for real. And I mean, to me, that just really seems like what it's about. Like, you know, you start out and it's like, wherever you're going, like, let us plug up. Like, that's where we're going to perform. And we're going to do it over and over and over and over. Like, you know, anybody that's, you know, familiar with D.C., we started out playing every Thursday at Tacoma Station.
Okay.
And that's what we did, you know. And, like, I would, like, pull up and be, like, walking in and, you know, like, carrying equipment. And it was, like, a barbershop, like, two doors down. And, like, everybody was just standing outside and it's like, yo, what you doing over here? Like, I'm ready to play with my band.
Right.
Like, huh?
Right.
Like, for real? Like, why?
Right.
Why? And then,
right, why?
Well, look, Nokio, I just want to make sure they understand exactly what you're saying, because what Nokio is saying is that he didn't want to use his influence as a multi-platinum selling artist producer to get this band where where we're getting now. He wanted to go through what it was like to start from the bottom and work and work and work and work without using his name, without using any influence, and that's what he's saying. So we would play, like, at Tacoma Station or any little gig, you know, and we would play it, you know, from the heart and not have to pretend or whatever. You know, it's real.
I mean, I'm not to say.
Of course, yeah.
So go ahead.
It gives you a true sense of what the grind is really all about. So that he definitely did y'all a favor.
Yeah. I mean, but not just the grind, though. Not just the grind. What it says also is you have someone, I mean, who is just humble. I mean, humble first and foremost, because, again, you said platinum. I mean, not just a platinum artist, but a creator, a producer, a developer.
Producer.
And so
developer,
someone
absolutely.
Who's constantly reinventing himself. But I mean, you have to be a humble soul in order to, one, want to be in the trenches, because he could be in a penthouse making phone calls down to the trenches, let me know when you're ready. You know,
right.
So it takes a certain
right.
level of humility,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what's up.
Mm-hmm. And we all do it together. That's really awesome. That's another thing I was going to mention earlier when you were saying, like, what is it? How do you know, when that magic happens? Like, we have had several different members in this band throughout. Of, you know, the whole process, and when we finally got to this configuration, you do get to that moment when you're on stage and you look around and you're like, this is it, this is the one, this is what's happening, this is what's going to make it happen, and that's what we're doing right now. as we speak, we're making it happen with this configuration. And we just, you know, it's that magic that you feel at that moment, and that's really the only way I can explain it. You know, you just look around and you see it.
Absolutely. But brother, I'm going to tell you, we're going to share more music because I love what I'm hearing. We love the vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned into the show, it is 9:44 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 9:44 in New York City. And hanging out tonight with us is Black Angel Down. We are also inside of the King Dream. Happy 50th anniversary to you, Dr. Martin Luther King. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to our guests about their dreams for the future. Their families, they're going to get a little personal, and we'll come back and talk to the crew. This one right here is Black Hawk Down. It's called Sniper.
Black Hawk.
Black
Angel.
He did say Black Hawk.
Got some time on that.
Black Angel down. Oh, damn, y'all. I said, damn, I said it again. Damn. Black Angel Down is our special guest, folks. And tonight we appreciate and just, I mean, I really respect what they just acknowledged about Nokio. Because, you know, Noke spoke real from personally and from the heart when he was on the show last week. And, you know, we talked about a few things that at the end of the show, to me, were kind of personal. And, again, Noke referred to the media and how people can be nasty and how, you know, they've poured their hearts out, you know, in song over the years and still got hits, you know, that people called in, talked about, still talking about 10, 15 years later. But the reality is you really don't know somebody until you work alongside them. And so, you know, they validated, you know, the fact that, I mean, not only are you creative, you know, and you a businessman, but you're humble and you're a hard worker. And so my thing before we get out of here tonight is, one, I want everybody to reintroduce themselves that's a part of the Black Angel Down team, because we've been hearing from a few people, but there's more people on the line. So just introduce yourselves again as band members.
This is Kevin. I play bass guitar.
Hey, this is Dan, and I'm the drummer.
This is Rod. I play guitar.
This is Ralph, or Dirty Ralph, and I play the guitar.
And this is Nokio, and I sing.
I thought you fell into a hole, Dirty Ralph. I remember that name, but I hadn't heard from you again. I was like, Ralph
spoke after I did.
Yeah, I was just speaking. I was the one that was pointing out, you know, what Nokia was doing as far as, you
okay,
know.
Okay, good deal. Okay, some of the voices kind of ran together for me. Fellas.
That's
in
Baltimore.
In step with, and Bishop Baltimore, Don, Bishop Don. He's been quiet. Fellas, before we get out of here, you know, we've got to pay Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, the respect that he's been due. I know our perspectives and our opinions on where we are as a country, race relation-wise, I'm sure it varies from one end of the spectrum to the other, but we have to say that we've progressed. Dr. King's dream, you know, it has manifested, I think, to where he will be pleased, specifically as it relates to his four kids and them being judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, although there might be some kids in your neighborhood that's still getting judged by the color of their skin. Hey, tell us what your dream is, and everyone doesn't have to speak, don't feel pressure, that's a part of the band, but I really want to hear the band's perspective on the future. What dream do you have for the future? And I'm going to ask Nokio not to go first.
Okay. All right. Can Dirty Ralph go first then?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I just want to reiterate how we can see it from our perspective, looking out into an audience. Sometimes, I mean, we are a multicultural band. You know, Rod and Nokio are black. Dan and Kevin are white. I'm Hispanic, and sometimes we'll play in a predominantly white club. Sometimes we'll play in a predominantly black club. Sometimes it's mixed up, but we always get a great reaction, and we bring people together. And I think we can help. We're helping further this cause, and I think I feel really good about that as a band. I hope I'm speaking for the rest of the guys as well.
And you should. No,
that's real.
That's crystal clear, and it is real. And we need more bands focused on making a difference and trying to help the problems that exist. Next. Who's next?
Just to go along with, this is Kevin, bass guitar. To go along with what Ralph said, I wasn't, you know, I was trying to come up with something, but I'm just going to play off him because that was really good. It's not just a multicultural band, but combining genres of music too. And when we would get out in front of a Drew Hill crowd who didn't really know what to expect, you know, and kind of turn them on to rock and roll, where maybe they didn't have those experiences before, that was really enlightening and just downright cool for me. And I've been also turned on to, I grew up as a heavy metal kid, and Nokia has turned me on to a lot of R&B that I never experienced, and I'm sure the rest of the guys feel that way as well. So it's just kind of broadening our horizons, my horizons, as far as musicality and you know, what we're all capable of.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone else?
Of course I got something to say, but I'm going to wait.
All right, well, you know what? Nokia, 60 seconds, brother. Try to do it in no less than,
all right,
no more than 120 seconds. Go.
All right. Somebody asked me a question one day, and they asked me if I thought that some of the things that I aspire to do were unrealistic. And the answer that I gave them to the question was, in reality, probably, yeah, because my whole life is built off a dream. It's built off of something that I was thinking about in my room in my mother's house watching Video Soul and Soul Train.
Video.
You know, so to be at this point now where, you know, had a chance to be successful and, you know, do all of that stuff, like, that's cool. But to be a part of something now and that, you know, connecting on to what Kevin and Ralph said, like, this is the first album that I made that wasn't just about, ooh, baby, baby, I love you, and give me some, and I love you, and come over here, and let me kiss you and hug you and eat you like some candy, and, you know, all of that. You know, it's like when you really sit down and you listen to the music, like, a lot of it is just about going through all of the stuff that you go through in life and becoming a better person. But even beyond becoming a better person, just the drive to become a better person, you know, to be able to look at yourself and say, you know what, like, you know, this was messed up, and that was messed up, and that's cool, and I own all of that. And now I can move to another place.
Right.
And
no. You need like 300, 390 seconds.
Hey,
my bad. We got a caller standing up. I want to talk to you guys. We got a few minutes left of the show. Area code 785, last four digits, 0323. What's your name, where you're calling from? Thanks for rocking.
Jonathan, I'm calling for Fort Riley, Kansas.
Hi, Jonathan.
What's up, guys?
Is that Jonathan Martin?
Hey. Yeah, it's me, man. Hey, look, I've been working with these guys. I went and saw these guys in Baltimore in December of last year. I went to a Nonpoint concert. I've been following Nonpoint since I was like 14 years old. And these guys opened up the show. And when they walked out on stage, I was like, man, this is going to be trash. And halfway through their first three or four songs, I looked at Rod, and I was like, that's how you open up a fucking show. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut. And by the end of the show.
Yeah, like, man, you're on 7-second delay, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Nah, this nah, man, I was cussing. I every curse word in the world last week.
Hey, it's the internet.
Hey,
you can cuss.
Thanks for rocking. We got a few minutes left in the show, fellas. We really, really appreciate y'all for coming, hanging out with us tonight. I mean, y'all are welcome to come back here anytime. And right now, you know, we're trying to negotiate something pretty much that's going to, you know, keep y'all connected to this team from a marketing perspective and the whole nine going forward. Hey, big up to, again, Bishop Don for rocking and making, you know, making the initial step. Make us aware of Black Axis Down and what Tokyo was doing. But before we get out of here, I want the team to chime in to the future. A few minutes left in the show. I mean, what do you all see? What's your dream? What's your dream?
Well, this is Madam Elo. I think that we have a lot further to go. It's only been 50 years since the I Have a Dream speech. I mean, that's not enough to say that, you know, we've overcome everything. But we have overcome a lot as a people. But we do need to get back into that community that raise, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. We need to get back to that and nurture our children as they're coming up, because those are the ones who are going to turn into the teenagers that are going to turn into the hopefully presidents and congressmen and senators that, you know, make the change and keep the change, and until we don't have to have these conversations anymore. And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all the time we have. We pretty much got to get up out of here. Hey, we'll be back on Friday, 9 p.m. Black Angel Down, check him out on Facebook, Twitter. Nokia, we'll be at you, brother. Take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Oh, if you can't be good, if you can't be good at it.
Push up your shots, B. Good night, everybody. Thanks for rocking.